This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, 10 Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze offers some relief from the heat. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Axios reports a covert deal involving a secret nuclear site in Syria. This deal was between Trump, Israel, and Damascus. Israel has been monitoring leftover materials from the Al-Khobar reactor project for about 2 years. Also, from earlier today, Ynet reports Israel is alarmed by a new Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan pact. An Israeli official claims this alliance targets Israel, not just Iran. Concerns grow that Egypt might join this pact. Also this hour, JNS highlights Iran's demands for Gaza's disarmament as a new Saudi pact reshapes the Middle East. Separately, Axios reveals the U.S. brokered a secret deal on a clandestine Syrian nuclear site. The Trump administration and international inspectors acted swiftly to prevent escalation. And finally, Israel Hayom reports on Iran's missile capacity. It has doubled in range, now putting major European cities within its reach. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that former U.S. President Donald Trump demands Tehran compensate those harmed over the past 50 years. Eugene Kantorovich, a legal scholar, suggested earlier today that the U.S. could seize Iranian oil tankers to start enforcing war reparations. Open Source Intel posted that U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee warns of Iran's growing missile capacity. It now threatens key European cities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the secret nuclear site in Syria. Axios reports the deal involved leftover materials from the Al-Khobar reactor project. Israel has been vigilant over this site for about 2 years. The international community aims to prevent any nuclear escalation in the region. This underscores ongoing security concerns in the Middle East. Turning to the Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan pact, Ynet shares that Israel views this alliance as a direct threat. Officials worry that Egypt might join, shifting regional power dynamics. Israel is urged to strengthen ties with Greece as a counterbalance. This highlights the complex web of alliances in the region. Meanwhile, JNS discusses Iran's demands concerning Gaza. The new Saudi pact is seen as a reshaping force in Middle Eastern politics. This aligns with broader regional changes and could impact future negotiations. The situation remains fluid, with potential implications for regional stability. On the issue of Iran's missile capacity, the Times of Israel notes the recent surge in range, threatening European cities like London and Paris. This increase in capacity raises alarms across Europe, adding urgency to diplomatic efforts. The development could affect international relations and defense strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports WhatsApp is adding a new button. This will allow users to search for messages within a chat without navigating away. This feature promises to enhance user experience significantly. Separately, KeyTech notes AIG Israel workers are threatening a strike. Concerns over AI-driven job impacts fuel this unrest. Negotiations over a new collective agreement have been ongoing for nearly a year. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a shift in Israel's hospitality industry. Roni Aloni, CEO of Leonardo and Fatal Hotels, announces plans for luxury resorts and adults-only hotels. This marks a significant evolution in the Israeli hospitality sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.